الله الله
إيدر
القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eidars.com.
لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الحبيب المرسلين محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقال جل وعلا: ورفعنا لك ذكرك. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: أنا سيد ولد آدم ولا فخره، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My respected Hazrat Maulana Hashim Sahib, my teacher and teacher of every other speaker who came before me, my respected brothers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Many great people, great for one reason or another, have come and gone. Some lay buried in the womb of the past, forgotten, while some, though centuries have passed, hundreds of years have passed, are still remembered to this very day. My brothers, if every man or woman who was considered great was taken one at a time, and the same question posed every time, how great was this man? Or how great was this woman? My brothers, it would only take a few minutes to answer this question and sum up the greatness of this man or woman. Why? Because every man or woman who was considered great besides the prophets of Allah were considered great because they possess a quality, or to the most, a few good qualities which made them great. How long would it take to sum up a good quality? They were great either because they were thinkers. They were great either because they were reformers. They were great either because they were conquerors. They were great either because they were great leaders. They were great either because they were inventors. They were great because they possessed this quality which made them great. And how long would it take to sum up this quality? However, on the other hand, if our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken and the very same question posed, how great was this man? How great was the Nabi of Allah salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi? How great was our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? My brothers, you just would not know where to begin. Why? Because Allah the Almighty assembles all the excellencies, and virtues of character in the person of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Immediately, his simplicity will come to mind, because that had reached the peak of excellence. His hospitality will come to mind, because that had reached the peak of excellence. His gentleness and sympathy will come to mind, because that had reached the peak of excellence. His devotion and piety will come to mind. His self-denial and forbearance will come to mind. His fortitude and perseverance will come to mind. His leadership will come to mind. His courage will come to mind. His military tactics will come to mind. His wisdom will come to mind. His power of speech will come to mind. His power of endurance will come to mind. My brothers, these attributes will keep on coming to mind. These characteristics will keep on coming to mind. These attributes will keep on coming to mind. They will storm your mind. You will become confused, and you will acknowledge and you will confess your weakness that you cannot answer this question. The answer to this question is all beyond you. And if somehow or another you began to answer this question, you were brave enough, you were courageous enough to attempt to answer this question, then I assure you, your life will come to an end, but the answer to this question will never come to an end. And I today have been asked the very same question: how great was our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And I feel very scared and nervous as I see a great ocean before me. A great ocean, an ocean which has no end. And this ocean is the ocean of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No matter how hard I try, no matter how good at a swimmer I may be, I will never be able to get to the other side because this ocean has no end. No matter how hard I try, I will never be able to do justice to this title because justice cannot be done to this title. Justice has never been done to this title in the past and justice will never be done to this title today. How can justice be done to such a title? My brothers, if every man and woman from the beginning of time till the end of time, if every male jinn and female jinn were to get together and they were to praise Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam from the beginning of the time, from Adal Adam alayhi salam till the end of time, even then they will not be able to do justice to the true status of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Thus, I confess my weakness before I even begin, and I ask you Almighty to forgive my weakness, and I begin in the name of Allah, and I ask you my brothers, what do you think is the status of such a Nabi? You and I spend a lifetime trying our almost best to please the Creator, He is the Creator, is praising the Nabi. Open the book of Allah, the Quran is in front of you, and you will see the Almighty saying, إِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Such is this Nabi, that his character is well beyond, his character is sublime. لَكَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. O Muslims, O believers, do you not realize this Nabi is extraordinary? He is Noor, he is the light of guidance. وَدَائِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ وَصِرَاجٍ مُنِيرًا. Such is this Nabi, that he spreads his light like a lamp wherever he goes. Such is this Nabi, that he spreads his light wherever he goes. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Such is this Nabi, that he is a mercy for mankind. He spreads his mercy amongst the believers. He spreads his mercy amongst the non-believers. He spreads his mercy among the animals. Such is the status of this Nabi, that the Almighty himself has raised his mention. Open the book of Allah, and you will find the Almighty announcing, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. O Muazzin, O caller to prayer. When you call to prayer, you will mention my name, and you will mention the name of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will say, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. And with it you will say, أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدَ رَسُولَ اللَّهُ. If you do not mention the name of my beloved, your azan will not be accepted. When you give ikama, you will mention my name, and you will mention the name of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you give khutbah for Jumu'ah, when you give khutbah for Eid, when you give khutbah for Nikah, you will mention my name, and you will mention the name of my beloved. When you are in Salah, you are standing before me, you are offering your prayers, you will say, At-tahiyyatu lillah, wa-salawatu, wa-tayyibatu, and you will mention with it, As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi, wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If you do not take the name of my beloved, your namaz will not be accepted. My brothers, such is the status of this Nabi, that the kuffar want to see a sign, the kuffar want to see a miracle which proves that he truly is the messenger of Allah. The hadith is in Bukhari, the hadith is in Muslim, the narrator is Ibn Masud. The kuffar have gathered, they are waiting to see this sign, they are anxious. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam points towards the moon. The hadith states, in shakal kamar, the hadith, the moon on seeing the beautiful finger of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in one piece no more. Faitatan fawqa jabal wa faitatan dunahu. Half of the moon is on one side of Ghar, on one side of Hira, and the other half of the moon is on the other side of Hira. Such is the status of this Nabi, that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is returning from Ta'if. My brothers, it is nightfall. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decides to stop over at the place called Batri Nakhla. It is time for tahajjud. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wakes up for tahajjud. He engages himself in tahajjud. He begins to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He recites the Quran in such a beautiful voice, in such a sweet style, in such an elegant style, that a group of jinn listening say, Inna sami'na Quran al-ajaba yahdi ila rusli fa'amanna bih, and testify, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, and return home to the people saying, Ajibu da'i Allah. Answer the caller, my brothers, such is the status of this Nabi. My brothers, I ask you, what do you think is the status of such a Nabi to whom a piece of meat spoke and saved his life? Open Bayhaqi, the hadith is in Bayhaqi, and you will find the hadith there. The kuffar plot to kill the Nabi of Allah. A Jewish woman named Zainab takes on the responsibility. She slaughters a goat, she poisons the goat, and her intention is to put an end to the Nabi of Allah. Her intention is to put an end to the Nabi of Islam. She takes the poisoned meat to the Nabi of Allah. The meat itself informs the Nabi of Allah and says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not eat me, there is poison inside me. Such is the status of this Nabi. The hadith in Bukhari Muslim, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in a place called Zora with the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala an majma'in. It is time for Salah. There is no water available. What are the Sahaba to do? They approach the Nabi of Allah and say, Ya Rasulullah, there is no water available. It is time for Salah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has a cup. He places his fingers inside the cup. Water begins to spring forth from amidst his fingers. 300 people perform wudu with the water. I asked, what do you think is the state of a such a hadith in whose separation trees would begin to cry? The hadith here again is in Bukhari, the narrated of Jabir radiallahu ta'ala an, but whenever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a khutbah, he would lean against the stem of a palm tree. The Sahaba make a minbar for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is a Jumu'ah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making his way towards the new minbar. The tree cannot bear the separation. The words of the haditha, فَصَاحَتِ النَّقْلَ سَيَخَ السَّبِي, the tree begins to cry like a child. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam descends the minbar and embraces the tree and keeps on embracing the disease of the tree itself quietly. Such is the status of Nabi that even trees and animals acknowledge his prophethood. The hadith of Ibn Umar, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is on a journey. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is on a journey. A Bedouin advances. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives dawah to the Bedouin. Fashhad Allah ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. The Bedouin asks for proof. My brothers, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in a valley. He sees a tree at a distance. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls the tree. The hadith states, فَأَقْبَلَتْ وَهِيَ تَخُدُّ الْأَرْضَ خَدَّى. The tree comes carrying the ground and stands in front of the Messenger of Allah, and the tree testifies by three times, أَشْهَدُ وَاللَّهِ إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. I ask for the final time, what do you think of the status of such a Nabi who was made the Imam of the Anbiya, who was made the Imam of all the Prophets? It is the night of Miraj. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taken from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Bayt al-Maqdis. All the Prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are there. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam is there. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam is there. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam is there. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam is there. Salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. Adhan has been called. It is time for prayer. Who is to lead the prayer? Who is to receive this great status? Who is to receive this great honor? Is it to be Ibrahim, the friend of Allah? Is it to be Isa, the word of Allah? Is it to be Adam, Safiullah? Who is to receive this great honor and status? The hadith of Nafi states that Jibreel Amin holds the hand of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam and puts Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Rasulullah, this honor is only yours. Whichever merit Allah gave to our Nabi, whichever honor Allah bestowed upon our Nabi, Allah gave the very same miracle or one better to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If Allah honored us Adam alayhi salam by making him the first of all prophets, then I say Allah honored our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by making him the Khatamun Nabiyyin, the last of all prophets. If Allah honored us Adam alayhi salam, wa idh qulna lil malaikati isjudu li Adam fasajadu illa iblis, by ordering the angels to prostrate before him, what a great honor! The angels are prostrating before a Nabi, using him as a Qibla. My brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not prostrate. He ordered the angels to prostrate. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by ordering the angels to send ruud upon this Nabi. Then the Almighty, the Lord of the heavens and the earth himself announced that I, the Almighty, send ruud upon this Nabi. O believers, you also send ruud upon this Nabi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad al-Nabi al-Ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. If Allah honored Sulaiman alayhi salam, ulimna mantika tayr, by ordering the birds to speak with him, I say, فَمَا اسْتَقْبَلَهُ جَبَلٌ وَلَا شَجْرٌ إِلَّا وَهُوَ يَقُولُ أَسْلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Allah honored our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mountains would address him, أَسْلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. The trees would address him, أَسْلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. And the animals would address him, أَسْلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. If Allah honored Musa alayhi salam by calling him to the heavens and speaking with him, conversing with him, إِنِّي أَنَا اللَّهِ, that I am the Almighty, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا, there is no God worthy who worships beside me, فَعْبُدْنِي, so worship me. I say, Allah honor wa Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, open the Quran, فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنَ يُؤَدْنَا فَوْحَا إِلَىٰ أَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَا مَا كَذَبُ الْفُعَادُ مَا رَآ. Allah called him to the heavens and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke with him. If Allah honored Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam by answering his prayer, رَبِّي لَا تَذَرْ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ دَيَّارًا إِنَّكَ إِنْ تَذَرْهُمْ يُذِلُّ عِبَادَكَ وَلَا يَلِدُ إِلَّا فَاجِرًا كَفَّارًا. Then I ask you, which prayer of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did Allah never answer? The Kaaba, the Qibla of the Muslims in the early days, was Bayt al-Maqdis. The Muslims would offer their salah facing Bayt al-Maqdis. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam desires that the Qibla be changed. He has not raised his hands. He looks towards the heavens. The words of the Quran is revealed, قَنَّرَا تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ, that we have seen the turning of your face towards the heavens. فَلَنَوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا. Do not worry, we will make you happy in regards to your Qibla. Your desire has been fulfilled. Your prayer has been answered. فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. Now your Qibla is no longer Bayt al-Maqdis. Your Qibla is the Masjid al-Haram. Your Qibla is the Kaaba. Now pray facing Kaaba. The hadith is in Bukhari Muslim. It is a Jumu'ah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is delivering a khutbah. A Bedouin stands and says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, halak al-mal, wajal al-ayyan, fad'ullah lana, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we've had no rain. Our properties have been destroyed. Our crops have been destroyed. Our children are thirsty. Our children are starving. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for rain. The narrator says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is delivering a sermon. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is standing. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam prays to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He raises his hand in such a state. وَمَا نَرَى فِي السَّمَاءِ قَدْعَةً That we, sahaba radiallahu ta'ala al-majma'in, could not see a single cloud in the sky. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam puts down his hand, and all of a sudden black clouds appear from nowhere, and it rains, and it continues to rain for 7 days. Now the very same Bedouin returns the very next week and says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that it stops raining. The hadith in Tabrani, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is receiving revelation, he's receiving wahi, his head is in Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu's lap. The sun is on the verge of setting. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu has not offered his salah. His asr namaz is about to become qada. My brother, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam prays, Allahumma innahu kana fi ta'atik wa ta'ati rasulik fardud alayhi sham. O Allah, Hazrat Ali was busy serving you and his messenger. O Allah, bring back the sun. The narrator says, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam had prayed. I saw the sun rise. I saw Hazrat Ali perform wudu. Hazrat Ali offered his salah. Then I saw the sun set for a second time. Unzul kashful lafz fi hadithi rabbi shams li suyuti. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reciting one najmi idha hawa, ma dhalla sahibukum wa ma ghawa, utba in sultan nabi of Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prays, sallatallahu alayka kalban min kalabik. Oh Allah, send one of your dogs upon Utba. Utba leaves Hisham with his companions. On the way, he sees a lion. Utba begins to tremble and shake. His companions say, Utba, why are you shaking? Utba, why are you afraid? He says, Muhammad has prayed against me. Wallahi, ma awallat hazihi sama alazi lihtitin asdaq min Muhammad. I swear by Allah, this heaven has not given shelter to anybody more truthful than Muhammad. It is nightfall, they pile all their goods and they cause Utba to sleep at the peak of this heap, and they all sleep around. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had prayed against Utba. The lion comes during the night, he smells all of them and he walks past them, and when he smells Utba, off comes the head of Utba, he chews the head of Utba. Amr once presented milk to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam prayed for Amr. O Allah, keep him young. The narrator says, فَمَنْ رَبِّهِ سَمَعَنُونَ صَلَىٰ لَمْ يَرَى عَشَّارَةَ الْبَيْضَىٰ Even at the age of 80, there was not a single white hair on Amr's body. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, the hadith in Hakim, Mustadrak Hakim, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is in so serious pain that he prays to Allah, Allahumma in kana adli kad hadar fa'arini. O Allah, if the time of my death has come, then take Ali. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam prays for Hazrat Ali, Allahumma afihi. O Allah, cure Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. There and then Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu stands. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is in pain no more, to the extent that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, فَمَا عَادَ لِي ذَلِكَ الْوَجْعُ بَعْدُ that pain never returned thereafter in my entire life. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prays for Urwa. So Allah give barakah in Urwa's business. Urwa says, as Urwa radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, فَمَا أَرْجُوا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِ حَتَّى أَرْبَهَا أَرْبَعِينَ أَلْفٍ that I will not return to my family till I earn 40,000 a day. If Allah honored Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wa sallam by answering his prayer, رَبِّ لَا تَزَرْ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ دَيَّارًا then I ask which prayer of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till Allah nur answer. It is enough for the status of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he was the Habib of Allah. That the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look what it means to be the Habib of Allah, and listen very carefully, and look at the status of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam in the eyes of the Creator, in the eyes of the Almighty, that Allah Himself paved the way for His coming. Extraordinary things began to happen. There was a revolution on dunya, there was an inqilab. Allah was telling the world that He sent, and Allah was indirectly telling the world that He is sending His beloved Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the world. In Khasa'is al-Kubra, Jalaluddin Suyuti rahimullah relates hadith ke irtadafa iwanu kisra wa saqatat minhu arba'at sharafa wa khamadat naru faris wa lam tukhmad qabla dhalik alfa'am wa ghadat buhayra sawa. Look at the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala paved the way for His beloved Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The night He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, there was an earthquake in Persia, and the palace of the Persian king shook, and 14 balconies fell. The signs were that very soon the Persian rule will come to an end and the Muslim rule will take place. وَخَمَدَتْ نَارُ فَارِسِ The fire the Persians worship. For 1,000 years, for a period of 1,000 years during this duration, not once did the fire of Persia go off. The night Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was there, born, the fire of Persia was no more. The signs were now on dunya, the fire of Iman is to burn. The Sea of Saba also went dry the night Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was born. Look at the way Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is paving the way for his beloved. heavens were now heavily guarded. Before the raising of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the jinns and shayateen would fly near the heavens to see if they could snatch or steal some news of the unseen. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was raised, fierce meteors were thrown upon the devils and shayateen intending to snatch news of the unseen. The jinns became crazy and began to inform their companions of this Nabi's advent. One jinn comes, ya Zubab, Ismail Ajab al-Ujab, Bu'ita Muhammad bil-Kitab, yadu bi-Makkata fala yujab. O Zubab, listen to something extraordinary. Bu'ita Muhammad bil-Kitab, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Muhammad al-Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been sent with the book, he is in Makkah, and he is calling people to la ilaha illallah, his call is not answered. Another jinn comes, ya Jali, amrun ya Ladi, rajulun fasihun, yakulu la ilaha illallah, ya Jali, amrun najihun, rajulun fasihun, yakulu la ilaha illallah. The hadith of Ibn Asakir suggests that the night Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, the idols began to fall flat on their faces. This is Allah paving the way for His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People began to see strange and extraordinary dreams. Amr ibn Murrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates that in the days of Hajj, whilst I was in Makkah, I saw Noor coming out of the Kaaba, and this Noor began to rise till it lightened the mountains of Medina. And I heard a voice within this Noor saying, "In qati'ati al-zulama wa qata'a al-diya wa bu'ita khatimu al-anbiya," that the darkness has disappeared and the light has risen and the best of all prophets has been sent. Salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. Allah paved the way for His coming because this is how special our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. Choosing the best of all times. بُعِذْتُ مِنْ خَيْرِ قُرُونِ بَنِي آدَمْ كَرْنًا فَكَرْنًا حَتَّى كُنْتُ مِنَ الْقَرْنِ الَّتِي كُنْتُ مِنْ. Choosing the best of all times, choosing the best of all families, and choosing the best of all tribes for our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My brothers, when He put Him inside His mother's stomach, His mother felt no pain whatsoever. ذَكَرُ ابْنُ سَعْدٍ. When He came inside this world, He came in such a state that our children are in need of a bath straight away. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam didn't have a speck of dirt on His body. ذَكَرُ ابْنُ سَعْدٍ. And the room was filled with noor. And the stars had come so close that it looked like the stars were going to fall. ذَكَرُ الْحَافِظُ فِي الْفَتْوَى وَسَكَتَ عَلَيْهِ وَقَالَ وَشَاهِدُوا حَدِيثَ الْإِرْبَادِ النِّصَارِيَةِ الَّذِي أَخْرَجَهُ أَحْمَدُ وَصَحَّهُ إِبْنُ حِبَّانَ. The room is filled with noor and the stars have come so close together that it looks like the stars are going to fall. At the same time, a noor comes out of his mother. She's in Makkah, hundreds of miles away. This noor sheds luster for her on the palaces of Syria. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes a step further and Allah Himself indirectly names him Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that يَحْمَدُهُ أَهْلَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, so that those within the heavens and the earth praise him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and keep on praising until the day of judgment. His mother was told in the dream that she is carrying the best of creation and that she should shave and she should name him Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ذَكَرُ إِبْنُ حِشَابٍ. My brothers, when our children are in the cradle, it is the mother that rocks the cradle. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so special, لِأَنَّ مَهْدَهُ كَانَ يَتَحَرَّكُ بِتَهْرِيكِ الْمَلَائِكَةِ ذَكَرُ إِبْنُ صَبْعٍ فِي الْخَطَائِثِ, that Allah would send the angels from the heaven to rock our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's cradle. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam would play with the moon, he would speak with the moon, and the moon would bow down in the direction pointed. قَالَ صَابُونِي هَذَا حَدِيثٌ غَرِيبُ الْإِسْنَادِ وَالْمَطَرِ وَفِي الْمُعْجِزَاتِ حَسَنٌ. When you and I are ill, when our children are ill, it is the mother that normally stays awake and watches over the child. When our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not feeling well, it was so special and such was his status in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah would send Jibreel Amin from the heavens. Yo Jibreel Amin, go ask Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam how he is feeling. Then Allah gave him such perfection, the words cannot describe. He gave him such a heart, the alam nashra laka sadrak. He ordered the angels to wash it with the best of all water, Zamzam, in a tray of gold. ثُمَّ مُلِيَ إِيمَانُ وَحِكْمَةُ. Then he made sure that his heart was filled with iman and hikmah. Then he gave him such eyes, كَإِنِّي لَأَرَاكُمْ مِنْ وَرَاءِ ظَهْرِي أَخْرَجَهُ الشَّيْطَانُ. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was able to see in both directions. وَيَرَى بِاللَّيْلِ فِي الظُّلْمَةِ كَمَا يَرَى بِالنَّهَارِ فِي الضَّوْءِ أَخْرَجَهُ الْبَيْهَقِي. And he was able to see during the night exactly as he was able to see during the day. Then he gave him such ease. إِنِّي الْأَصْمُ وَأَصِيطُ السَّمَاءُ مِنْ حَدِيثِ حَكِيمِ مِنْ حِزَامُ Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is on dunya, and he can hear the sound of the heaven while he's on dunya. Then he gave him such beauty, that the beauty of his face would put the sun and moon to shame. The hadith in Tirmidhi, the narrator of the Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that one night it was the 14th moon. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was seated in the masjid, and there was the 14th moon, so beautiful, so bright, so complete. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there sitting in the masjid, and I was looking at the 14th moon, and I was looking at the beautiful face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I wanted to gauge which is more beautiful. I wanted to see which is more beautiful. Is the moon of the 14th night more beautiful, or is the face of my beloved Nabi Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more beautiful? He says, I had to come to this decision that the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was more beautiful than the moon on the 14th night, because he says, as much as I wanted to see the moon of the 14th night, my eyes were transfixed on the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my eyes would not move from the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he gave him such nur on his face that our mother Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anhu say, and her says, the hadith can be found in Ibn Asakir, that one night I was sewing, the needle fell out of my hand. I looked everywhere for the needle, but I couldn't find it due to darkness. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enters the room. Just like the day he entered Medina, أَضَاءَ مِنَ الْمَدِينَةِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ Everything in Medina lit up. When he entered this room, فَتَبَيَّنَتِ الْإِبْرَةُ بِشُوَاعِ نُورِ وَجِهِ Due to the nur coming from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's face, the needle itself revealed itself. Then he gave him such a voice that his effect on heart was unique. When Abu Dharr heard the beautiful recitation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he uttered, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ So finally he goes to listen to the recitation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His intention is to take the force of the Quran, is to take the mistakes of the Quran. His intention is evil. He's listening to the recitation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the sweet voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enters his ears, the words on his lips are, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Jubair ibn Mutim goes to Madinat al-Munawwara. His intention is to free those kuffar that were taken prisoner in the battle of Badr. My brother Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is in salah. He's reciting Wattur, Wakitabi Mastur, Firaki Manshur. Jubair ibn Mutim says, every time Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam recited a verse, it was like my heart was going to come out. It was like my heart was going to tear. I could not bear it. When he recited, Inna azaba rabbika lawaqi, I uttered, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. There is no God worthy of worship, but Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Then he gave him such fragrance to whichever street he passed. He left a sweet smell in that street, and the Sahaba would say, "Marra Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam fi tariq," that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has just passed this way. Then he gave him such a height. كَانَ رُبَّةً فِي الرِّجَالِ Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam was of average height. But the hadith of Ibn Asakir suggests, when he was amongst the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'in, mu'jizatan, Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam was seen the tallest from amongst them. Then he gave him such a walk. كَانَّمَا سُطْوَ لَهُ الْأَرْضِ It was like the earth shrunk beneath him. My brother, I ask, what do you think is the status of such a person who was treated and honored and dealt by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a manner? Then on the day of judgment, on the plain of resurrection, Allah will show you and I and every male and female from the beginning of time till the end of time the true status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Picture this in your mind's eye. The day which is so severe that Hazrat Ka'b says, والذي نفسي بيده لو وافيت يوم القيامة بمثل عمل 70 نبيا لأتت عليك تارات ولا يحمك إلا نفسك I swear by the one in whose hands my life is in. If you come on that day with good deeds equivalent to the good deeds of 70 prophets, even then times will come in which you will be concerned only about yourself. Even though you have good deeds equivalent to the good deeds of 70 prophets, the day which the Quran paints a picture, كَيَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ So you will run away from your brother, you will run away from your sister, you will run away from your mother and father, you will run away from your wife, you will run away from your own flesh and blood, fearing that they may ask for one deed, fearing that your mother may ask for a right, that your son may ask for a right, for his right. يَوَدُّ الْمُجْرِمْ لَوْ يَفْتَدِي مِنْ عَذَابِ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِبَنِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَأَخِيهِ وَفَصِيلَتِهِ الَّتِي تُوِي. The guilty will begin to say, "Oh Allah, save us from the punishment of this day, save us from the torment of this day." And the guilty will begin to say, "Oh Allah, take our children in ransom, take our mothers in ransom, take our sisters in ransom. Oh Allah, take all those on the surface of the earth in ransom. And Allah, let us go free." On that day, each and every one of us, يُحْشَرَ النَّاسُ عَلَىٰ أَرْضٍ بَيْضَىٰ أَصْفَرَىٰ. Each and every one of us will be made to assemble on a flat white plain. Hufatan, Quratan, Ghurla. Each and every one of us will be naked. Each and every one of us will be tired. Each and every one of us will be uncircumcised. Just like the day our mothers gave us birth. أَجْوَأَ مَا كَانُوا قَطُوا وَأَظْمَى مَا كَانُوا قَطُوا وَأَنْسَى مَا كَانُوا. Hungry like never before, except for him who gave food for the sake of Allah. Tired like never before, except for him who helped for the sake of Allah. Thirsty like never before, except for him who gave water for the sake of Allah. You will be all on the plane of resurrection. You will be all intermingled. Man standing next to beast, beast standing next to jinn, jinn standing next to shaitan, shaitan standing next to birth. Thirst will fry you, bellies will be burnt with hunger, and you will be on the plane of resurrection. You will be standing so close together. كَإِنَّ الْأَقْدَامَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِثْرُ النَّبْلِ فِي الْقَرْضِ وَالصَّعِيدَ الَّذِي يَجِدُ لِقَدَمَيْهِ مَوْزِيًا يَدُهُمَا. That your feet will be like arrows in a pouch, arrows in a pouch. All the arrows will like they are on top of one another. Your feet will be on top of one another. Unfortunate will be that person who can find a place for his feet on the day of judgment. This will be your situation. The sun will be above your head. وَيَزَادُ فِي حَرِّهَا تِسْعَةٌ وَتِسْعِينَ دِفَا. And the heat of the sun will be made to increase 99 times. And you will sweat, and you will drown in sweat. There will be those in sweat up to their ankles. There will be those in sweat up to their knees. There will be those in sweat up to their waist. Each and every person will be in sweat. My brothers, on top of this, تُفْتَهُ أَبْوَابُ جَهَنَّمْ فَتَهُبُّ عَلَيْهِمْ رِيَاحُهَا وَسَمُومُهَا. The doors of hell will be open, and hot air will blow in your faces. The smell on the plane of resurrection will be worse than rotten corpses. People will not be able to bear this punishment. People will not be able to bear this torture. They will begin to say, يَا رَبِّي إِرْسَالُكَ بِي إِلَى النَّارِ أَخْوَنُ عَلَيَّ مِمَّا أَجِدْ. Oh Allah, send me to the fire of hell. I cannot bear this punishment. I cannot bear this torture. Oh Allah, the punishment of hell is lighter than the punishment of day of judgment. But my brothers, what would they know? Because they are suffering on that day. This is what they will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you will begin to cry, and you will keep on crying. You will shout, and you will scream. But on that day, Allah will not listen to your screams. He will not listen to your shouts. He will not listen to anything. He will pay no attention towards you. When no tears remain in your eyes, tears of blood will flow from the very same eyes. My brothers, and you will remain in this condition. Allah will not look at you. Allah will not judge you. You will remain in this condition for around a period of 70 years. When this period is over, you will say, let us go in for somebody who will intercede for us, who will help us. And you will see Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, the whole of mankind, from the beginning till the end, they will come to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, and they will say, Ya Adam, anta abul bashar, khalakaka Allahu biyadih, wa nafaka fika min ruhih, wa amara al malaikata liyasjudu lak, fashfa lana ila rabbik, ala tara ma nahnu fi, ala tara ma kad balagna. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam will say, Oh Adam, you are the father of creation. Allah created you with his very own hands. Allah blew his spirit inside you, and Allah gave you such honor that he ordered the angels to prostrate before you. Fashfa lana ila rabbik, O Adam, please, we beg you, help us. O Adam, go to Allah and ask Allah to judge us, intercede for us. And Adam alayhi salam will reply on that day, كَإِنَّا رَبِّي قَدْ غَضِبَ الْيَوْمَ غَضْبًا لَمْ يَغْضَبْ قَبْلَهُ مِثْلَهُ وَلَنْ يَغْضَبَ بَعْدَهُ مِثْلَهُ. That Allah is angry today. The Almighty has never been angry like this before, and Allah will never be angry like this again. When وَأَنَّهُ نَهَانِي أَنِ الشَّجَرَ فَأَطَيْتُ. And I disobeyed the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I went to a certain tree which Allah prohibited me to go near. Today, I, Adam, do not know what is going to become of me. Nafsi, nafsi, nafsi. Go to somebody else. Go to Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam. And you will go to Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam. And you will say, Ya Nuh, أنت المرسل إلى أهل الأرض وصمات الله عبدا شكورا فاشفى لنا إلى ربك ألا ترى ما نحن فيه ألا ترى ما قد بلغنا. O Nuh alayhi salam, you are the first messenger to the people of dunya, and Allah honored you by calling you a grateful saint. Intercede for us. Do you not see that we are suffering? As a Nuh alayhi salam, like as an Adam alayhi salam, will turn you away. And as a Nuh alayhi salam will say, nafsi, nafsi, nafsi. Today I know, do not know what is going to become of me. Izabu ila ghairi, izabu ila Ibrahim. And you will go to Ibrahim, and you will say to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, anta nabiyyu Allahi wa khaleelu min ahli al-ard. You are the messenger of Allah, and you are the friend of Allah. Allah honored you by ordering you to make the Kaaba, by ordering you to make his presence house. You are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are the friend of Allah. Allah, intercede for us. Oh Ibrahim, do you not see that we are suffering? Do you not see that we are in difficulty? Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam will turn you away. And Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam will say, go to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. And you will go to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. And you will say, Anta Rasulullah, istafaka bi risalatihi wa bi taklimi ala nas. Fashba lana ila rabbik. Ala tara ma nahnu fi. Ala tara ma kad balagna. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam will turn you down. Inna rabbi kad ghadib al yawma ghadban. Lam yaghdab qablahu mislahu. Walay yaghdab ba'dahu mislahu. Go to Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. Go to the word of Allah. And you will come to Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. And you will say, Anta Rasulullah. Wa kalimatuhu alqaha ila Maryam wa ruhum min. Wa kallamta an-nasa. You are the messenger of Allah. You are the word of Allah. You spoke while you were a child in the grave, in the cradle. Such is your status in the eyes of Allah. O Isa, we beg you, go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah to come and judge us. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam will turn you and he will say, go to Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you will come to the Habib of Allah. And you will come to the beloved of Allah. And you will see the status of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. And you will say, Anta Rasulullah wa khatamu an-nabiyyin. Ghafar Allah laka ma taqaddama min dhanbika wa ma ta'akhkhar. Fashfa lana ila rabbik. Ala tara ma nahnu fi. Ala tara ma qad balaghna. Ya Rasulullah, ya Habib Allah, salawatullah wa salamu alayh. You are the messenger of Allah, and Allah honored you by making you the seal of prophethood, and Allah has forgiven all your sins. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we beg of you, go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to judge us. The day when every Nabi turns you down, because every Nabi on that day will be concerned about himself. That day, such is the status of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, that it is only Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam that will go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith states, فَأَخِرُّ سَاجِدًا فَلَعَذَارُ سَاجِدًا حَتَّى يَبْعَثَ اللَّهُ عَلَيَّ مَلَكًا فَيَأْخُذَ بِعَدَدِي. I will go and stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I will fall down in sajda, and I will remain in sajda till Allah will send an angel, and this angel will help me to stand. And Allah, though he knows it is Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will ask, is it Muhammad? I will reply, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, it is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah will ask, ma shanuk, oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the matter? I will say, ya Rabbi, wa'atani shafa'a. Oh Allah, you promised that you will give me the right to intercede, and you promised that you will accept my intercession. Shafi'ni fi falki fadli baynakum. Oh Allah, accept my intercession. Mankind is suffering. Ya Allah, come and judge mankind. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And such is the status that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will come on the plane of resurrection and judge the people. This is the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I began by saying justice cannot be done. And I end by saying justice has not been done. The purpose of this talk was so that we some simple Muslims know the status of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know who Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know who our Nabi was, and how special our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. And we realize our link with Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because our link with our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a very strong link, because we are his ummatis, we are his followers. And once we have realized our link with Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should realize the rights of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we should try our utmost best to fulfill the rights of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because if we want to go to Jannah, then the only way is through Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through the Quran and the Sunnah. Allah give me the tawfiq. Allah give you the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.